It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't win. It's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jared Sluppy with you here from Wasina. Jonathan County taking on Hiawatha. Hiawatha 7-2 on the season. Jonathan County is 2-7 on the young year. Well, young and possibly a little bit old because, well, only these two teams have just a few doubleheaders left until the postseason. Hard to believe that as the regular season wraps up here in early July. Let's take a look at your starters. First for the visiting Hiawatha Post 66 Braves, leading off and playing in right field is Cade Pyle. Batting second and playing left is Cooper Jacobson. Batting third and playing center is Ashton Rocky. Batting cleanup and playing third is Xavier Oldham. Batting fifth and pitching is Caden Smith. Batting sixth and playing first is Chandler Newman. Batting seventh and playing short is Gannon Becker. Batting eighth and the extra hitter is Matthew Monaghan. Batting ninth and playing at second is Tyler Stevens. And batting tenth and catching is Cooper Wishrup. And as for Jonathan County Post 55, we'll get to them in just a second because we have our national anthem coming up. Let's step aside for a couple minutes here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Hiawatha, Donovan County getting underway here in just a couple minutes as we get to the Donovan County Post 55 starters. They enter the contest tonight, 2-7. Leading off and playing third base is Dustin Veach. Batting second and playing second is Ryder Davis. Batting third and pitching is Austin Grable. Batting cleanup and playing in left field is Cole Franken. Batting fifth and playing in center is Logan Blevins. Batting sixth and catching is Cooper Eberle. Batting seventh and playing short is Coulter Peterson. And batting eighth and playing first is Beckham Griffin. And batting ninth and playing in right field is Jacob Clary. Well, looking at those standings a little bit closer here, in first place is Seneca. They are 4-1. They actually tied with Corning, but Seneca has the tiebreakers. They are 7-4 overall. Corning is 4-1 and 5-2. As for Hiawatha, they're a half game out of first place, and they are 7-2 in the regular season. That's actually the best regular season record out of all six of the teams in the Northeast Kansas League for the American Legion. And as for fourth place, that is Marysville. They are 2.5 games back of Hiawatha at 1-3, 1-7 overall. Sabetha is in fifth, 1-4 and 4-9, and they are tied with Donovan County, 1-4 and 2-7. And despite these two teams actually being in the league. I've been told that this is actually two non-league games here going on tonight. So we'll see how that unfolds in terms of the these two teams trying to get higher up in the standings, which obviously this won't have too much effect on that, but trying to get some momentum for the end of the season. Looking at the remainder of the schedules for these two squads, first for Hiawatha after tonight, they will have to take on Marysville at home on the 25th, and then they'll follow that up with their regular season finale at home against Corning. So this is their final, these are their final two road games of the year. And as for Dunafin County, after tonight, they will be right back here against Seneca on the 25th, and then their final two games of the year will be at Sabetha. We'll have broadcasts of that one, and that will begin, as always, at 6 o'clock. Good afternoon for some baseball as we are about to get this one underway. Again, we'll go through the hitting order for the Braves since they're coming up here first. It's once again, it's going to be Pyle, Jacobson, Rocky, Oldham, Smith, Newman, Becker, Monaghan, Stevens, Wishrup. And as for the defense for Dunafin County, left to right across the infield, Veach is at third, Peterson is at short, Davis at second, and Griffin is at first. Eberle is behind the plate, Grable is on the mound, and left to right in the outfield, Franken is in left, Blevins in center, and Clary is in right. So the first time these two teams squared up, it was a sweep for the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves, winning the first game 9-1. We broadcasted that one, and then the following game, Hiawatha won again. Final score of that one was 3-2. And in that first game, some good performances from some of the Braves. I mean, Xavier Oldham, he went 2-for-3 with a couple RBI, a couple RBI doubles. Cooper Jacobson had 3 RBI on the game. He had a 2 RBI double in the fifth, and he actually had an RBI walk as well. And Carson Gilbert, hitting in the 10th spot, he was 2-for-3 with 2 runs. And the Hiawatha, they were able to run all over Dunafin County on the base paths, so we'll see if they try to do that again here this afternoon. And in that game, they faced Ashton Rocky on the rubber. He is not, of course, pitching in this game. He will be in center field, but he is a stud. He won our player of the game last week, as well, or actually that was a couple weeks ago, but he is a stud. We'll look out for him at the plate and in center field as well. Just an overall great athlete, played in the All-Star game just a couple weeks ago as well, so he is always a big factor for this Braves team. As for Dunafin County, they also have a slew of great athletes, a very young team. This is a team that won the league last year in the second year as a league. And it was a really interesting roster last year, and then converting that to this year, some changes being made. Austin Grable, as mentioned, is on the mound. Dude is an absolute stud. We'll see how he does. He's batting third in the lineup as well, so you know that he's just a great athlete if you're on the mound and you're batting third as well. And you also have for Hiawatha, Caden Smith on the rubber. He is batting fifth in the Braves hitting order. A couple more warm-up pitches for Austin Grable, and he'll face Cade Pyle first. And we are getting this thing underway. Pyle was 0-for-1 in the first meeting. He got hit by a pitch in the second inning and walked in the fourth and flew out to center in the fifth. Hiawatha with their blue uniforms, red numbers, white letters with some white accent and gray pants. As for Dunafin County, they're white on white with some dark red accent and black letters and numbers as well. Here's the first pitch. We are underway here from Wathena. Actually, that's more of a light blue. I don't know what I was looking at. Light blue for their letters and numbers with their caps being light blue, red brim. From the stretch, going back to work is Grable. Swing and a miss. Evens the count, 1-1. First pitch, missing. Warm one with a little bit of a breeze blowing out to center right field. The offering swung on and missed. A little bit up in the zone, swung under it. It's a very unique ballpark. Got the trees out in center field. Got the corn fields in center right field as well. Never seen anything like it. Grable comes set. Here is the 1-2 with a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Pyle is down on strikes for the Braves. Jacobson 1-for-3, as mentioned, with that 3 RBI contest. A couple groundouts in that win as well. 9-1 was that first game. 3-2 the second win. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. He's been a Hiawatha team that's been very difficult to take down. As mentioned, have the best overall record in the entire league. Swung on, chopped, and slicing foul down the third base side for strike two. Hiawatha's only two losses were against Seneca. The first game, that was back on June 4th. Then they proceeded to lose to Corning. They split that series. Lost the first game 6-3, won the second game 10-9. That was 2 from Grable. And that one misses up high to the left-handed left fielder. Ball gets away. Grable has to retreat and get it. Everyone for Doniphan County got the pants pulled up around the ankles, around the calves, actually. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's grounded, pulled to the first base side and through. And that's a base hit for Cooper Jacobson. And one out single to right field. Mention that because it's rare days to have uniformity amongst a ball team. A lot of very individualized nowadays. You know, a lot of people like to go with their own style, their own way, but the uniformity of uniforms has kind of gone away in terms of the parts that can be ununiform, if you will. Sebastian Rocky comes up. First pitch, ripped into right center field. Base hit. And it gets through the legs of Blevins and heading to third. And going to be in there easily is Cooper Jacobson. That'll be a single and an E8 that advances Jacobson over to third. And there are runners on the corners with just one out. And now if Xavier Oldham, the third baseman for Hiawatha, puts in the right spot in the outfield, that'll be the first run of our ball game. Brief look over at first, and I'll throw over there. Nose slide for Rockies back in time. Braves trying to do some damage here early. There goes the runner to second. Pitch was high. Throw down to second, not in time. It's wide. And Rocky with the steal. Jacobson stays put. That's probably the smart play, I think. Don't want to risk losing a base runner 90 feet away this early in the game. Two men in scoring position. Swing and miss. Big cut there from Oldham. And that evens the count up at 1-1. 2-1, one out, top of the first. Hiawatha threatening the pitch. This one sliced foul, off-speed pitch, makes it 1-2. Had to wait on it a little bit just to make contact. He was wanting a fastball, but he was still able to fight it off. Runner's not being held on. Grable looks over anyways. Here's a 1-2. Up high, missing, fastball for ball two, evens up the count. Well, Caden Smith, he's on deck. He is the Hiawatha pitcher. He'll try to help his own cause. Should the inning continue after Oldham's at-bat concludes. The 2-2 misses down low in the dirt. Good scoop from Eberle. It makes the count full as he fights back from a 1-2 count. Makes it full. Big pitch coming up right here. Chance for Grable to get a strikeout and get two down. And that one misses, it skips away, and the runner is going to try to score, and he will. Cooper Jacobson scores on a wild pitch. It's also ball four, so Oldham takes first base. And Rocky also moves on over to third on the wild pitch. The runner's back on the corners with one out still. Double play is a possibility. Griffin holding on, Oldham at first. First pitch. Fouled straight back for strike one. Fastball up in the zone a little bit, right at the letters. Kind of a hesitant Smith, or excuse me, a hesitant swing by Smith there. Wind kind of shifting towards straightaway center field. 360 straightaway, 340 to left and right center. 317 to the poles. That one misses up for a ball, a fake throw, and a steal for Oldham. And that's two steals already for the Braves. Mentioned that Hiawatha was able to get quite a few stolen bases in their first meeting. So once again, we have runners on second and third with one out. One run has come across so far, and now time is called. Smith stands back in. Crabled together, and now lets it fly. This one, slicing foul, actually hooking down the third base side. He only has one and two. Once again, runners not being held on. Infield in their normal positions here. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Nice scoop once again by Eberle. Grable holding on to that baseball just for a split second too long as of right now. Trying to fight to get those pitches up. Count is even 2-2. That's chopped. Third base side collected. Run will score. Throw to first is in time. And also advancing over to third is Oldham. So it's 2-0 Hiawatha. Rocky scores on the RBI ground out from Caden Smith. So two down now for Chandler Newman, the first baseman for the Braves. I think if you're Austin Grable, you get out of here giving up just two runs. You're not too disappointed. Of course, have gone a little bit better as the first pitch swung on and missed. Had an opportunity with a 3-2 count to get a strikeout instead of the walk. Eventually brought home Jacobson on the wild pitch on that 3-2 count. So that one's in the dirt once again. Nice scoop once again by Eberle up against his chest plate. That one gets skipped right off home plate. Grable right back to it. 1-1, swung on and missed. Pitch up high, makes it 1-2. Grable's had quite a few two-strike counts so far in this first inning. First battery face in the ballgame. Got a strikeout. Looking for another one right here. Here's a 1-2. Inside, it pops out of the glove of Eberle. Here comes Oldham, and he will score. And that was, I think that should go down as a pass ball, kind of just popped out of Eberle's glove. He moved to his left just a little bit, but he didn't get his hand over in time. It was now 3-0 Hiawatha here on the top of the first. Bases are now empty with two gone. 2-2 count coming up to Newman. Here's the pitch. And that's in the dirt. Count is now full. Braves first baseman taking a couple practice cuts, now digs in. Payoff pitch, in there, strike three, got him. Three runs come across for the Braves after the top of the first. Donovan County will get a try coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support. Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Jonathan County now up to bat as they'll take on Caden Smith. Once again, your batting order for Post 55 is Dustin Veach, Ryder Davis, Austin Grable, Cole Franken, Logan Blevins, Cooper Eberle, Coulter Peterson, Beckham Griffin, Jacob Clary. And the defense for the Braves, left to right in the infield, Xavier Oldham is at third. Becker is at short with Stevens at second and Newman at first. The battery consists of Smith on the rubber and Wishrup behind the plate. Cooper Jacobson's in left, Ashton Rocky's in center, and Kate Pyle is in right. They will take on Caden Smith. And Smith did not pitch in that game, the 9-1 game between these two teams. Smith at the plate was 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. And as for Dustin Veach, he got a double in the fifth inning in the first meeting, and he came home and represented the team's lone run. The left-handed third baseman stands in, and we are underway here in the bottom of the first. Jonathan County looks to respond after giving up 3 runs in the top of the first as the pitch misses for ball one. So that's going from the windup as opposed to Grable going from the stretch despite bases being empty as that one misses way outside. He makes it 2-0. Swung on a miss, makes it 2-1. By the way, during the break, had a correction here in the booth. Jonathan County actually 5-7 on the season. Had a couple games we didn't have recorded on our website, so we'll get that adjusted and get that fixed for you. Is that one up high, ball three, makes it 3-1. Smith trying to settle in here a little bit. Pitch, that one ripped up the middle for a base hit. Good piece of hitting for the Doniphan County third baseman. And that will bring up Ryder Davis, second baseman for Post 55. Davis 2-for-3 is the only player that had multiple hits in that first game that we called. Had a single in the first and a single in the sixth. First pitch as the runner goes and misses up and in. The throw down from Wishrup is going to be high and not in time. And Veach is in scoring position. So all of a sudden, Doniphan County, they can get a base hit by Ryder Davis right here. Chance to get a run back. From the stretch now, Smith, that one misses low and away. Good stop by Wishrup. Keeps it in front of him. Veach was about halfway between second and third. He retreats back to the bag without a Wishrup throw. He thought about it, though. Wouldn't have blamed him if he tried it. That one misses way up and in. Makes it 3-0. The Smith has yet to be ahead of a batter in the count. Here was the first two batters face, and that one breaks in there for a strike. Just kind of going to get that one in the zone. Evans kind of drifting towards the bag. Now goes away from it. There goes the runner. Popped up in the air to left field. This might be a double play, and it will be caught. The throw to second is going to be in time for the double play. The Veach tried to steal. And instead, it is a Braves double play, and the bases are empty with two gone. And that, unfortunately, for Doniphan County is what happens when you're a little too aggressive early on in the ball game on the base paths. So that'll bring up Austin Grable, starting pitcher. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. Grable 0 for 3, his first time facing the Braves. That one hit the air, foul, third base side. Makes it 1-1, two gone, bottom of first, 3-0 Hiawatha. Infield for the Braves is giving a pretty significant gap up, right up the middle. With Stevens drifting a little closer to first as there's a grounder to Oldham. The third base, long throw over to first, nice stretch in time, and Newman makes the play at first for the final out in the inning. Unconventional 1-2-3. It's 3-0 Hiawatha. We'll go to the top of the second. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
GN Bank would like to wish Tammy Scott a happy retirement. Tammy's retirement reception will be held June 28th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Horton GN Bank location. Whether you're a customer, former coworker, family, or friend, we invite you to come help us celebrate her 26 years with GN Bank. Feel free to stop by, reminisce, and wish her well in her next chapter. Tammy's retirement reception will be held June 28th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Horton GN Bank location.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Hiawatha back to the plate with a 3-0 lead, and they start things off with the bottom half of the order with Gannon Becker, the shortstop, leading things off. For the Braves in the first inning, it was a single from Jacobson and then another one from Rocky and then a walk by Oldham. And on that fourth ball to Oldham, it was a wild pitch that allowed Jacobson to score. Then an RBI ground out by Caden Smith. And then Xavier Oldham scores on a passed ball to get their 3 runs in the first. So Grable hoping for some success after a rough first inning. And Becker in that first game of that doubleheader back on June 8th, he was 0 for 3. He batted in the third, fourth, and fifth innings. Kind of a rare sort of deal there. First pitch, that one misses low and away for ball one. Yeah, so he didn't get to hit until the third inning because Grable, who was the starting pitcher in that game, he got off to a good start, didn't give up any hits. Only gave up one hit, no runs in the first two innings, and then got the first batter out in the third. But then in the third inning, he struggled. The fourth and the fifth, he also struggled as that one fouled away to even up the count. And in that outing, Grable went 4 1/3. He had one strikeout with 3 walks, 3 earned runs, 4 total, and 4 hits. 1-1, misses low. Becker ahead in the count now. Grable comes set and lets it go. That ball pulled, fouls a little bit ahead of that breaking ball. He was wanting a fastball there. Matthew Monaghan is on deck. He is the extra hitter. He's been kind of all over the place, been dealing with injuries throughout his high school career, but he's been able to still do very well with his bat. He's been doing everything from third base to first to catching even second base some. So this is inside. Really maneuver him around everywhere, third and behind the plate because of his arm. 3-2 pitch, swung on, chops, and fouled off of Becker's foot and limping out of the box and trying to shake that off as it went into fair territory, but of course once it hits the batter, it is a foul ball. So the count is full, 3-2. Neither team's really utilizing that win just yet here as that one misses low and in. 4-4 in the first inning. Vrabel was able to retire the first battery face. Can't do that here. And Monaghan now steps in, hoping to capitalize on that good start. A good plate appearance there from Becker. Got a pretty big lead over there at first, about three steps. Griffin's holding him on. He'll stay put. First pitch just misses out. That was a good pitch from Grable, but just barely missing. Been a little bit off the plate. Ball one. The lead just a little bit bigger from that first pitch. He'll throw back over. Not in time. The Hiawatha extra hitter stands back in. Here is the 1-0 pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count. Two hits for the Braves so far. One from Doniphan County. A leadoff base hit for post 55, but Veach, who got the base hit, tried to steal for third. It's a pop out to left field, and it got doubled up. There goes the runner. The ball's popped up in the air, and that is out of play, so Becker will have to go back to first. Another look back over at first for the Doniphan County starting pitcher. Here's the 37th pitch of his outing as that ball is hit in the air again, but this time in play to center field. And that will be caught just barely in the outfield grass by the second baseman Davis for out number one. The Monaghan can't advance the runner. That'll bring up Tyler Stevens, the second baseman for post 66. Stevens did not play in that first meeting. First pitch, chopped in fair play to the pitcher. It's booted, and he'll have to eat it. And Grable will pick up the error, and Becker's over to second. Stevens reaches safely. The Cooper Wishrup now will step to the plate with multiple base runners, first and second. One gone here in the top of the second, 3-0 Hiawatha. Braves hoping to continue to make some more noise here. Oh, and this is up and in for ball one. The Atlanta Braves, they won their eighth game in a row, winning against the Phils in a two-game sweep. Back over to second. Get a pickoff, not in time. One thing I'll take about the post 66 Braves over the Atlanta Braves, I can't stand the tomahawk chop for baseball, at least. For the Chiefs, it's different. But for Atlanta, it just doesn't work. Is that one in there for a strike? The Chiefs, it's the original tomahawk chop. I don't like it for Florida State either, honestly. Maybe if post 66 did it, it'd be a little bit different. But I don't think we'll find that out. 1-1 pitch. Low and in. The Wishrup. Grable comes together. Runner's not being held on in the dirt. Nice stop by Eberle. Well, now he can't find the ball. Both runners are going to advance. He kept it in front of him, but he lost it. And both runners advanced, and they're in scoring position. Kind of a gray area between pass ball and wild pitch. Either way, Becker over to third, Stevens at second. 3-1 in the dirt. That one missing by a couple feet of home plate, and Wishrup reaches on a base on balls, and the bases are loaded for Cade Pyle. He lit off the ball game with a strikeout. Love to change his fortunes around right here. And now a little bit of a mound visit rough start to the game for Austin Grable. Gave up three runs in the first, a couple hits and a walk, as well as an error and a passed ball as well in the first, and now another error here in the second by Grable. So trying to calm his team down a little bit here, try to get out of this inning. They certainly can if they get a double play. With one out, bases loaded, a double play is certainly a possibility here. And a reminder that we have two games hitting our airwaves coming up next week. On Wednesday, we'll be in Corning as they'll take on Seneca, 6 o'clock. And then on Friday, we'll be in Sabetha as they host Donovan County. Both of those will start at 6 o'clock right here on 103.9 FM, KNZA. And our season will conclude. The final broadcast of the regular season will be on Wednesday, July 5th, Marysville at Corning. That will start at 7. The only one that will start a little bit later. Also have coverage of the zone tournament at the end of the regular season, taking place July 10th through the 15th. And then we have a team from the NEK American Legion, the American Legion League going to state. We'll cover them as well. Of course, Hiawatha making it last year. Donovan County actually won the league. Got the plaque just sitting right up here to my right. First pitch. Well, this is up and in. Ball one to Pyle. Once again, bases loaded. One out. Top of the second. The Braves right fielder, Cade Pyle, at the plate. Struck out his first time up. Infield playing a little bit in here. In there for a strike taken. Good location by Grable, evens up the count. Pretty early, but not a whole lot of strikes are being taken by the Braves. Each credit to their discipline at the plate, as that one misses inside, and their ability to recognize the strike zone, where that's at. Not an easy thing to do, but Hiawatha does a great job of that. The 2-1. Now on pops out of the glove of the catcher Eberle, and they're going to go ahead and keep the runners at their respective bases. As Eberle's able to flag it down, not a huge gap in between home plate and the backstop. Only about maybe 8 to maybe 10 feet. I think 10 feet is honestly a little bit of a stretch. Swung on foul tip. Off the mask of Eberle, evens the count 2-2. Big pitch there. Now just one strike away from getting that second out. Infield in. Here's the pitch from Grable. Foul tip once again. Pyle staying alive. Jacobson on deck, having to hustle over. Grab that ball. Braves trying to expand their lead and get this game out of control here early. 2-2 pitch. Another foul, but into the glove of Eberle for strike three. The pile down on strikes for the second time today. And that will bring up Cooper Jacobson. The first hit of the game came off of his bat. And the left fielder will have to wait because we have to clean off home plate here. The Becker led off the inning with a walk. How about Stevens reached on an error by Grable, and then Wishrup also reached on a walk. No hits yet this inning. Hoping to change that right here is Jacobson as the first pitch misses outside for ball one. And Donovan County just one out away getting out of this jam, but giving up any runs. Pitch count already now at 52 with this pitch. That one misses Lewin in. Grable's had a tough time finding the strike zone, unfortunately, for Donovan County this afternoon. Fortunately for them, though, it's only a 3-0 ball game, certainly still in reach. 2-0. That one pops out of the glove of Eberle once again on an outside ball, but runners will stay once again. Everly's having a bit of a tough time behind home plate as well. Already a pass ball, and one that was very close to being a pass ball. I put it down as a wild pitch in my book. But it was right between the five hole. It stayed in front of him, and he could locate it. The 3-0. It's a four-pitch walk, and Jacobson's going to get an RBI with the bases loaded and walk, and it's 4-0 Hiawatha. Becker will score. Stevens moves up to third. Wishrup over to second. And RBI walk from Cooper Jacobson. That brings up Ashton Rocky. He also had a single in the first inning. Jacobson and Rocky had back-to-back singles. Both of those two ended up scoring in the first inning as well. With you playing deep now. First pitch scooped by Eberle. Low and away. Ball one. Rocky was also able to swipe second base as well in that first inning. That one's in there. Nice frame by Eberle, up and away, able to bring it back down in the zone. Good location from Grable as well. Evens the count up 1-1. Middle of the hitting order coming up for Donovan County after being retired 1-2-3 in the first inning. Veach got a single, but he was caught in between second and third on a flyout from Ryder Davis, as that one misses down low for ball two. So it's Franken, Blevins, and Eberle. The 58th pitch for Grable. Here it comes. And that one just barely missing inside to Rocky. The KABC All-Star. Wind still blowing out to right center field. 360 straightaway, 340 left and right center, 317 to the poles. Here's the pitch. Swing on and missed for strike two, and that makes the count full. Nice breaking ball from Grable there. Swung right over the top of it. Love to see that same result once again and get out of this inning, giving up just one run. Pitch. Runner's going. That misses up for another walk. That is the fourth walk of the inning for Austin Grable, and that brings home another run as Rocky scores. Jacobson up to second. Wishrup to third, and Stevens, the base runner, scoring there. And it's now 5-0 in favor of the Braves. Now another mound visit, and this might be it for Austin Grable. Again, it's 5-0. Four walks in this inning. He had one in the first. He also gave a couple hits. No hits this inning, though. And still waiting on see if Grable will be handing the baseball off or if he'll stay on the mound. And it looks like that's going to be it for Austin Grable. Let's step aside for 60 seconds. 5-0 Hiawatha on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
New pitcher is Ryder Davis for Donovan County. Austin Grable's day is done after 1 2/3 innings. He gives up 5 walks and 2 hits. and he had 3 strikeouts. He's given up 5 runs so far, and he's responsible for all of the base runners, which are, as of right now, loaded. Wishrup is over at third, Jacobson at second, and Rocky is over at first after back-to-back RBI walks by Jacobson and Rocky. One more warm-up pitch. Looks like we are ready to get this thing back underway. So Blevins has went from center to second base, and Grable goes from on the mound to center field. So that'll bring up Xavier Oldham for the second time today. He walked in the first inning. He was also the third run in the first inning, third of 3, that is, the first pitch. Thought about swinging, but he held up, pitch it up and in, but in the zone for strike 1. Good location there from Davis. Going from the windup. No, misses up and in this time. Gives up the count 1-1. Five nothing, Hiawatha. Wind up and the 1-1. Breaking ball hit in the air, right side of the infield, curving foul territory, and that will be caught for the final out by Griffin. And that will end the second inning. They give up 2. They leave 3 stranded. It's 5-0 for Post 66, leading Post 55 of Doniphan County. You're listening to Legion Baseball on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
5-0, Hiawatha, Post 66. And for Doniphan County, Post 55. Somewhat minimal damage done in the second inning, but still they have a significant deficit that they're going to try to overcome. Offense didn't get off to a great start. They got, well, they did. Beach getting a single, but they're getting picked off in between second and third. And it will be Cole Franken, the number 4 hitter, coming up to start things off for Post 55. Cade Smith back to work. He'll go from the windup. So the final line for Austin Grable was 1 2/3, 3 strikeouts, 5 walks, 2 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them were earned. Windup and the pitch. Oh, this is down low. One of those runs scoring on a pass ball, that being the unearned run for the Doniphan County starter. 1-0 pitch, swung on, chop foul, third base side. Franken 1-for-3, had a single in the sixth inning. In that first game versus Hiawatha, at Hiawatha, back on June 8th. 1-1, that up and in, missing, 4-2. Good job by Ryder Davis for Doniphan County coming in and getting the quick pop out in foul territory. Griffin made a nice play. Tough time tracking it with the sun as this is fully grounded to the shortstop. Backhand, can't field it. And that's going to be an infield hit for Cole Franken. That would have been even, he would have fielded that one. It would have been a tough play to make for Becker, the shortstop. Moving to his right and throwing one across his body, I don't think that would have gotten there in time. That'll bring up Logan Blevins, the center fielder for Doniphan County. Is that one in there? Strike 1. Outer portion of the strike zone. Blevins only had two plate appearances in that first game, reached on an error and popped out on the infield. That one misses even 1-1. So despite the score, these two teams have the exact same amount, number of hits. As that pitch misses down and in for ball two, makes it 2-1. Smith back to the stretch. Here's the 2-1. That one missing outside just barely. Makes it 3-1. Just the 21st pitch of the game for Smith coming up right now. That one grounded. Once again, same spot. This one actually a little bit past Becker. A little bit further to his right and into left field for a base hit. So back-to-back singles to start the bottom of the second. Hoping to get a rally going. Multiple base runners for the first time today for Post 55. And that brings up Cooper Eberle. 1-for-3 in that first meeting. Led off the game with a single in that first meeting. First pitch. That one gets away from Wishrup. Throw down to third. Not going to be in time. Both runners advance. So a base hit put in the right spot will make this a 5-2 ball game. He can execute. This one popped foul over the third base dugout. Stevens count 1-1. Nobody out. Runners on second and third. And Smith in some trouble here for the first time today. That one, a tough play for Wishrup to make. He can't make it. Throw to the plate is going to be not in time. And that's going to be a wild pitch. Two wild pitches. And Franken scores, and Blevins is over to third. Mound visit coming together. Coach Meininger trying to talk things over here. 2-1 count coming up to Eberle with Logan Blevins over at third, the lone base runner now. As Smith surrenders his first run of the game. Better not let things spiral out of control here. That first play for Becker, I think you'd probably have to be able to throw as fast as a major league infielder to get Cole Franken out. I don't think that was going to be possible. But after that infield hit, Blevins put one into left field, just out of the outstretched hand of Becker once again. A couple wild pitches later, and it's 5-1. First pitch after the meeting is fouled out of play. That evens the count 2-2. The sack fly into the outfield and make this a 5-2 ball game, much more manageable. Dawson County getting out of a bases loaded with one out situation. They gave up a couple runs last inning. This game is certainly far from over. Is that one misses low and in? Ball squirts to Wishrup's left, but he keeps it in front of him, and Blevins stays over to third, makes the count full. Eberle trying to make something happen, and he pulls this just barely foul on the third baseline. Got a good barrel on it, but just a little bit ahead of it. Three, two, grounded. Third base side, field it cleanly. Long throw over to first is in time, and the runner will stay. And Oldham, I don't think he even really looked at the base runner at third. However, he will stay put. And it's a 5-3 to retire Eberle. One gone with Colter Peterson coming up for the first time. The number 7 hitter for Donovan County Post 55. First pitch, swung on a miss ahead of a breaking ball for strike one. Peterson did not play in that first one. That got a bit of his jersey up and in. Didn't get any skin, but clipped his jersey. It's hit by pitch. And runners will be on the corners. But Peterson did not, was not inserted into the starting hitting order, but he did come in and pitch for a little bit. And now he's over at first, runners on the corners. There he goes, pitches up, no throw, easy steal with a shortstop from Jonathan West. But all of a sudden, Griffin now at the plate. That pitch misses low. All of a sudden, Donovan County's cooking here. One run come across so far. Two runners are aboard. That ball pulled down the line, just foul once again. They're getting the barrel on the ball, just timing not quite right as the count is 2-1. Wind up and the delivery from Smith. That one hit to the third baseman, and it goes through his glove to Becker, the shortstop. The throw is not in time. Another run will score. Peterson stays at second. And that'll be an infield hit, I believe. And they'll actually give an error to Xavier Oldham, actually. So Blevins scores on the error and is now 5-2 Hiawatha. That ball is hit in the air, third base side, and that might be playable for Oldham, and he will make the catch in foul territory to retire Jay Clary for his first plate appearance. That brings up the top of the order for the second time today with Dustin Veach. He led off the game for Donovan County with a single. So that's two gone now for Caden Smith and the Hiawatha defense. Franken and Blevins went single-single to start this inning. Franken scored on an error. That one fouled for a strike. I beg your pardon, sorry, that was Blevins who scored on the error. And Franken scoring on a wild pitch. That one's hitting the air. Center field, racing in and making the catch is Rocky for the final out. Two come across, and a strand two will go to the top of the third. Coming up next, 5-2 Hiawatha here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With the never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha leads 5-2 over Donovan County. Jared Slovey back with you. Leading things off for the Braves will be Caden Smith in the 5-hole. Chandler Newman on deck. Gannon Becker in the hole. Last inning, it was 4 Hiawatha walks, including 2 of them with bases loaded to bring in 2 runs. Ryder Davis returns to the mound after getting the final out of the inning. Coming in relief for Austin Grable. We'll see if Davis can keep it up here. Smith grounded into a out in the first inning, but it brought home a run. Davis likes to work from the windup. Here is the first pitch of the inning. That's popped up, out of play, strike one. Hiawatha scoring each of the first two innings, trying to keep that up here. In the third, is that one roped into left field, and that will be... Did you catch that? No, we did not. It's dropped. I think that should go down as a hit, though. Franken had to charge in hard and dive to try to make that play. So a single to lead things off for Hiawatha. The first time today they've led off with a hit. Led off last inning with a walk, and the first inning they led off the game with a strikeout. And that'll bring up Chandler Newman. One of just three strikeouts in the game. Came on his first at-bat. Strikeout looking on a really nice pitch on the outside corner from Austin Grable. Swing and a miss, strike one. Decent-sized lead over there at first from Smith. Nothing to be too worried about if you're Ryder Davis, though. About 2.5 steps, pretty average dies. And that one just missing a little bit low, and you can tell the hesitancy of Caden Smith as his first step was back towards first base rather than to second signifies that he's probably not going to be running. Looks like change something up here. Meininger, the third base coach. That one fouled, out of play, right behind home plate, makes it 1-2. More of a crosswind from left to right in the outfield now. But not a significance. That's a breaking ball, and there goes Smith a second. The throw is going to be not in time. So a change of heart there from, I don't know if that was Smith or Meininger, but either way, they get the steal. And runner in scoring position for the Braves. And it's going to be chopped, foul, first base side. And actually, I believe that is a pinch runner out there for Hiawatha, if I'm not mistaken. Is that one foul once again, first base side on the ground this time. Two and two the count. Nobody retired here in the top half of the third. And that one in between the legs of Eberle and taking off for third and getting there is Smith. The pitch missed down low. The count is now full, and now all of a sudden, sacrifice fly in the outfield, gets home another run for Hiawatha. Two swung on and missed. One gone, and I was correct. That is going to be a pinch runner over there at third. Peyton Teal. So Peyton Teal is the pinch runner for Caden Smith. So that'll bring up Gannon Becker. He led off the second inning with a walk. Came home to score. First pitch missing for ball one. This is outside. Donovan County trying to come back here, but having a tough time finding the strike zone here this afternoon. And when they do find the strike zone, Hiawatha's been able to put it out in the outfield for a hit. They have three hits so far today. Both teams do. Is that one outside corner? Got the call. Close, but they gave it to him. Makes it 2-1. Davis with the runner on third goes back to the windup. Up and in, ducking out of the way, is Becker. Makes it 3-1. As mentioned, already five walks from Donovan County pitching so far. One in the first, four in the second inning. That one's up and in. That's a five-pitch walk. The runner's now on the corners with one out for Matthew Monaghan. Monaghan popped up to second base his first time up. Gibbs comes set. There goes the runner. That one misses inside and no throw. And I tell you what, if Eberle made an attempt down to second, might have gotten an interference call possibly. But he eats it. And Becker gets a steal. 1-0. That one hit in the air. Third base side. Grounded foul. Even the count up at 1-1. Davis is on the mound. He'll also be the first to bat in the third inning for Donovan County, trying to create a comeback here, down 5-2. Popped up out of play, 1-2. Hiawatha putting up crooked numbers in both of the first two innings so far. 3 in the first, 2 in the second. RBI ground out from Caden Smith. That was in the first inning, and also a pass ball and wild pitch is how they scored their runs in the first. Swing and a miss on high cheese. Fastball swung on and missed for strike 3. 2 gone. Second inning, just a couple of RBI walks. So no RBI base hits for Hiawatha in this game yet, as Stevens comes back to the plate. Reached on an error his first time up, came home to score. That was last inning. First pitch lined into center field, but right there to make the catch will be Grable, and that will end the inning. So two are stranded, no runs come across. It's 5-2 Hiawatha. You're listening to Legion Baseball on 103.9 FM, KNZA. So we'll keep it here. We're going to the bottom of the third. Ryder Davis will lead it off. Austin Grable is on deck, and Cole Franken is in the hole. So Davis is able to get out of the jam. He left a couple of runners stranded. He got one hit, no errors. And now possibly some momentum. Ryder Davis will hope to keep that going. They scored two runs in the second inning on a wild pitch to bring on their first run, and their second run coming home on an error. Kind of been the trend so far today. Not a single RBI hit from either team. Wishrup behind the plate. Caden Smith getting a couple warm-up pitches. Looks like we are ready to go for inning number 3. Another reminder that we've got a couple of broadcasts coming up next week. Two of them. Only time we're doing that this season. On Wednesday, Seneca is at Corning, 6 o'clock first pitch. And then on the 30th, Donovan County at Sabetha. This one, the Braves 7-2. Donovan County 5-7 on the season. Hard to believe that we're already getting close to coming to a close on the regular season. That first week of July, wrapping up regular season play, heading into the zone tournament in mid-July. First pitch misses down low to Davis, who flew out to left field his first time up. Swung on, hit in the air, backing up is the center fielder Rocky, and he will have it for out number 1. And that'll bring up Austin Grable, 0 for 1 with a ground out his first time up. Grounded out to the third baseman. Smith trying to do what he did in the first inning. That's make quick work at the top of the order. That one shot foul for strike one. Got a nice double play after a fly out to left field by Davis. It was caught and throw back to second base. Veach had a leadoff single, but tried to steal third as this ball is grounded foul, third base side. Doing that quite a bit today. Already past the 7 o'clock hour here in Wathena. Is that one missing inside for a ball, breaking ball? Looked like Grable was willing to take one for the team there, but it wasn't quite inside enough. Wind up in the 1-2. In the air, foul territory, third base side, and that will be caught by Xavier Oldham for out number 2. First time in the ball game that either pitcher has started by retiring the first two batters. Now we'll bring up Cole Franken. Led off the second inning with a base hit. Came around to score. Both teams in this game have 3 base hits. The first pitch, line to right field, and that'll be the fourth hit of the game. As Pyle is able to track it in right field, and that'll be a single. So back-to-back base hits for Cole Franken in his first 2 ABs of the ballgame. First player for either team to have multiple base hits. And that'll bring up Logan Blevins. He also got a base hit his first time up. So Smith is back to the stretch. A pretty big lead over there at first for Franken. First pitch in the dirt, missing low ball 1. Bushrip stops it, keeps in front of him. And that one just missing. Be a little bit up in the zone. Makes it 2-0. Keep the runner stranded. That goes the runner. That ball hit in the air. Or not in the air. Hit the ground. Third base side foul. So Franken retreats back over to first. Franken did a good job of getting a nice secondary lead. Smith was unable to pick up on it. He's already dead set coming home. The pitch from Smith is outside, missing for ball 3. Makes it 3-1. 5-2 Hiawatha. Dauphin County scored 2 runs in the bottom of the second. Trying to add on to that, get this game closer. Check swing, and they call it a strike. Looks like it was outside to me. And that makes the count full, and Levin's visibly frustrated with the call, understandably so. Here's the payoff pitch. There goes the runner. That's hit on a line. Center field, that drops for base hit. And on the run is Franken. He's going to try to go first to third. The throw is going to be wide and gets away from Oldham. But he will stay there. But that does allow Franken, receiving a bigger pardon for Levin's, to get over to second base. And there are multiple runners in scoring position. As Cooper Eberle comes to the plate, he grounded out his first time up. The Donovan County catcher will hope to possibly get this game possibly within a run. Base hit into the gap. Make this a 5-4 ball game. Again, Franken's at third, Blevins at second. Smith goes back to the windup. First pitch, that misses blown away, ball 1. Started off good in the windup. fly out, pop out to Davis and Grable with a single from Franken and another one from Blevins. 1-0. Top foul, third base side. He ends the count up 1-1. That ball in the air, third base side, foul territory, and that is going to be, no, it's fair. I thought it was foul, but it's fair. It's on the outfield grass, and that'll bring home a couple runs, and that's going to be a two RBI triple for Cooper Eberle, and it is a 5-4 ball game. That ball, it was tailing and tailing and tailing, but it stayed fair. As Franken and Blevins score on the two RBI triple from Cooper Eberle, and as mentioned, is now 5-4. The four unanswered runs for Doniphan County post 55. We got a ball game once again. Now a base hit could tie this game. As Coulter Peterson is hit by a pitch his first time up. First pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Sometimes that's what you like to do is keep the bats hot, swing early in the count. While the going gets good, three base hits in a row for Doniphan County. That ball is hit in the air, shallow right field, possibly in the infield, and it will be caught in the infield by Newman, the first baseman, for the final out. Well, we got a brand new ball game. It's two runs on a triple from Cooper Eberle. It's 5-4 Hiawatha. We go to the fourth. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Two more runs from Doniphan County in the bottom of the third, and all of a sudden it's a 5-4 ball game, thanks to Cooper Eberle. Had a triple in the left field corner. Just barely snug with that foul pole out in left field. Ryder Davis let two runners reach second and third with just one out, but he was able to get out of the inning with a strikeout and a flyout. And we'll see if the Braves can get their lead back out or expand their lead after it is now shrunken down to just one. Number 10 hitter coming up, Cooper Wishrup, the catcher. He reached on a walk and was stranded at third back in the second inning. All started off with Davis returning back to the hill. He was able to get out of the jam in the second inning. He came in after Austin Grable went 1 2/3. He came in with the bases loaded. Got a pop out on the infield, and then the last thing, as mentioned, able to get out of another jam. Davis now hoping to avoid some drama here in this inning. And as for Hiawatha, they're trying to return to their first and second inning form. As mentioned, three hits for Hiawatha, now five for Doniphan County. It's been all about walks and hit by pitches, wild pitches and stuff of that nature that has helped Hiawatha so far. That one misses away for ball one. One swung on and missed. That would have been ball two. It was up on his hands and inside and up as well. Evens up the count 1-1. Back to the windup, Davis goes. That one low and away pops out of the glove of Eberle for fall too. That one's about 3 feet in front of home plate and 2 feet outside of it. After that wild pitch, it's now 3-1. Top of the order coming up after this. Kate Pyle trying to turn his fortunes around after an 0-for-2 with 2 strikeout start. And that one misses for ball four. And Davis walks the first batter he faces. That's the seventh walk from Donovan County pitching so far today. 5 of those from Grable, a pair from Davis. That brings up Pyle. Third consecutive inning, the Braves have had their leadoff man reach base. First pitch, that one in there, strike one, breaking ball to the Hiawatha post 66 right fielder. Jacobson on deck. He has yet to be retired today, as that one misses inside. A single and a walk for him. Davis comes set. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Up and in. The throw down to second is going to be not in time. It was a little bit wide. The pitch was a little bit more inside towards the bag. It might have gotten him. But instead, Wishrup gets another steal for post 66. That is steal number 5 of the ball game as well. After that swing and miss, it's now 1-2. And that pitch in there, strike 3, got him outside corner. And that's the third time today Pyle's been retired on strikeouts. That brings up Cooper Jacobson, the left fielder. RBI walk in the second inning and a single to start off the game. Came home to score. Davis back to the stretch. Nobody holding on. Wishrup over at second. Owen way out and way up for ball one. Forces Eberle away from his squatted position. And that one, breaking ball in there for a strike. A little bit low and a little bit inside as well, but in the strike zone according to the unplayed umpire. When one's in the dirt in front of home plate. Mentioned earlier that through the first two innings, good plate discipline. That's really continued here for Hiawatha, but Ryder Davis has really held his own here so far in this relief effort. That one gets away a little bit. Low and in the dirt, but scooped by Eberle. Also, Eberle's defense has improved throughout this game as well. Had a passed ball in the first, a questionable one in the second, but hasn't really had any issues since then. 3-1 pitch coming up. Runner on second. One out. The ball is tattooed left center field, and that is going to be caught, though, as it hangs up just enough for Franken to get over for out number two. And Wishrup will have to stay put, and that brings up Ashton Rocky. Chance for Dauphin County to get out of this inning without allowing any runs, which would be the second in a row. And then Dauphin County would come to plate, chance to possibly tie or even take the lead in the fourth inning. Rocky is 1-for-1, a single and a walk. Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, that is correct. I was looking at Oldham there for a split second. First pitch, that one's in there. Strike one taken. Wishrup reaching on a leadoff walk, stealing second, but since then a strikeout and a flyout. And that pitch popped in the air. Lazily from Rocky and into the glove of Grable for the final out. The one left stranded, no runs come across. It's 5-4 Hiawatha. You're listening to Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
SBS Insurance is proud to announce we are celebrating 20 years of providing excellent service to our clients. We've helped protect families, homes, farms, and businesses from unforeseen events. Our team of experienced agents is committed to providing the best possible coverage and customer service to suit your individual needs. To celebrate this milestone, we will be providing lunch at each of our locations this summer. Please visit our Facebook page, SBS Insurance, for specific times and dates.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
5-4, Hiawatha leading Donovan County. Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Jared Sluppy back with you. Beckham Griffin will lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth. Those just joining us, Hiawatha started on a 5-0 lead with 3 runs in the first, 2 more in the second. No RBI hits, though, for the Braves. And Donovan County has responded with some runs of their own. They got 2 in the bottom of the second on a wild pitch and an error, and then a 2 RBI triple from Cooper Eberle. That was in the left field corner. Griffin will come to play. He reached on an error that brought home Logan Blevins back in the second inning. As we have a new pitcher, it's going to be Xavier Oldham. As Caden Smith's day is done. Not a bad outing for Smith. He is in line for the win. Should they hold on? And in that outing, Smith did not allow a single walk. Love to see that. First pitch. Foul, out of play, first base side. So looking at the line here for Caden Smith, 3 innings pitched, no walks, no strikeouts, 5 hits, 4 runs allowed, 3 of those were earned. So the pitch now from Xavier Oldham. This is up and in for ball 2. Now an in play, third base side, fielded by the Braves cleanly, throw to first in time for out number 1. And that is Matthew Monaghan. That is over there at third now. Mentioned that he's played some third quite a bit. And that will bring up Jake Clary. Popped up third base side on his first pitch, his first time up. That was in the second inning. First pitch. Swing and a miss. He wanted that one. Stepped out just a little bit, though. Donovan County, a chance to tie or take the lead here in this inning, down by just 1 run after falling behind 5-0 in the top of the second inning. And that one in there for a strike. Taken for strike 2. Going from the stretch. And ahead of that breaking ball, swing and a miss. First strikeout of the day for Hiawatha pitching for out number 2. Told him trying to go 1-2-3. And Veach comes to the plate for the third time. He's 1-for-2. He's singled in the first and flew out in the second inning. 5 hits for Donovan County, just 3 for Hiawatha. As mentioned, it's been more about wild pitches and errors. As that one misses low and in, that's for Hiawatha's favorite. Walks as well. They've walked seven times. Once in the first, four in the second, once in the third, and another in the fourth. As that one misses up and away, makes it 2-0. Up and away, makes it 3-0. Talked about the good play discipline for Hiawatha, but I could say the same thing about Donovan County. As mentioned, no strikeouts prior to Jay Clary just striking out. As that one misses outside, and that is a four-pitch walk. First one of the ball game for Hiawatha pitching. And actually, correction, six hits allowed by Caden Smith. So that'll bring up Ryder Davis, 0 for 2, a couple of flyouts, one to left and one to center, respectively. Big lead over there at first by Veach, and there he goes. And that has popped up out of play for strike one. I mean, that was probably about a 3.5, if not a 4-step lead over at first. I'm kind of surprised that Olden didn't throw back over. See if maybe he does that there. Or does that here, excuse me. Back over to first, and he is out. Pickoff move. I mentioned that how significant of a lead he had, and they pick him off. That'll be an unconventional 1-2-3 once again. That's the second time that's happened today. And we will go to the fifth. 5-4 Hiawatha, Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
5-4 Hiawatha leads Donovan County. You're in Wathena. Legion Baseball. 7-2 Hiawatha, 5-7 Donovan County. And it will be the middle of the order coming up for the Braves, post 66. And with Oldham winning things off. He had a walk in the first inning, came around to score on a pass ball, and popped down in the infield his second time up. And he is the relief pitcher also. Last half inning, ground out strikeout, and then he allowed a walk, but then a pickoff move over to first was in time. It was a very large lead for Dustin Veach over at first. So Veach has kind of had an interesting day in terms of his base running. He tried to steal third his first time up, and it was a double play. He was put out 7-4, get him at second, and then he gets picked off. Wind up from Davis, and the first pitch to Oldham is blown away, 4-1. Davis has been brilliant in his relief outing so far. He's given up just one hit and two walks. And 2 1/3 innings, as that one misses low and away for 2. Hasn't allowed any runs, only 3 base runners allowed. 2-0 misses low and in for 3. And last inning for the Braves, they had a leadoff walk from Cooper Wishrup, but he was stranded after strikeout, flyout, flyout. Wishart did steal second, as that's a four-pitch walk to Xavier Oldham. That brings up Caden Smith for the third time today. RBI ground out his first time up and a single in the third, as well as a steal. Actually, that steal was not credited to him. That was actually Peyton Thiel who pitch ran for him. First pitch in there, strike one. Low and away, but in the strike zone. Braves hoping to add on to their lead after getting out to a 5-0 start. And now a pickoff move in between second and, or rather first and second is a pickle. And did Oldham get around the tag? No, he did not. And that's going to be an unassisted out for Davis, as he basically, as soon as he made off his pickoff move, he took off. He was stranded in between first and second. Davis just ran right at him, ended up tagging him. So that's going to be an unassisted to retire Oldham for out number one. Talked about base running mistakes for Doniphan County. Hiawatha suffers one there as that one misses low and away. The base is empty, one gone here in the top of the fifth. Hiawatha leads Doniphan County 5-4. Swing and a miss ahead of that breaking ball that was up in the zone. He wants that one back badly. He knows that if he was a half second later, he probably would have been able to put a barrel on one, put one out in the outfield somewhere. Wind has really died down here. Bounce straight back to the screen, and we'll do the 1-2 pitch over again. Right back to the windup, Davis goes. No batting gloves for Caden Smith. That one, a little blooper, left center field, and that will be over the head of the shortstop, Peterson, for a base hit. That ball just kept hanging and hanging with all that backspin. Only in the air for a little bit longer, and Smith now 2-for-3 with an RBI and a pair of singles. And then I'll bring up Chandler Newman, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. First baseman hoping to turn things around here in his third try. First pitch, that one misses low and away. So 5 hits in the game for Hiawatha, 6 for Doniphan County. It is set. That one's in the dirt. Skips away from Eberle. And easily getting over to second to Smith, as he is not being pinch ran for this time. Now is now 2-0, and the Hiawatha starting pitcher over there at second, and the first baseman, Chandler Newman, stands back in. Now on slicing first base side, out of play, makes it 2-1. Hiawatha 2-0 against Doniphan County this season, first meeting's back on June 8th, 9-1 win in the first one, 3-2 in the second one. 2-1 pitch. That's fouled straight back to the screen, and they'll even count 2-2. Hoping for a clean regular season series sweep. Both teams just 3 doubleheaders left to go in the regular season after this one finalizes. A 2-2 to Newman. Swing and a miss. Not on strikes. Third strike out of the game for Ryder Davis. 7 strikeouts so far for Doniphan County pitching, and that'll bring up Gannon Becker. 2 plate appearances, 2 walks. Has a run and a stolen base as well. Runner on second, 2 gone. Stop the 5. That one misses up and in. Ball 1. Hiawatha 5. Doniphan County 4. Post 66. 5 unanswered runs to start the game. And Doniphan County has 4 unanswered runs since then. Going on a miss ahead of the breaking ball. up in the zone. Swing on a miss to make it 1-1. Now misses up and in. Becker ducks out of the way, makes it 2-1. Pitch number 57 is going to be hit by pitch. Just grazed him on his front shoulder, and Becker will be awarded first base. Multiple base runners for the first time since the third inning. Runners on first and second for Matthew Monaghan, 0 for 2, a pop out and a strikeout. Coming up for Donovan County, 2-3-4 hitters, Davis, Grable, and Franken. First pitch up, eyeball level, taken for ball one. Shade starting to come in from the left field side. That one misses up and away for ball two. Center and right field still in the sun. As we're past the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Here in Wathena, Kansas, is a bunch of trees in center field and left field. Is that one taken for a strike to make it 2-1? They'll give us some early shade. One, that one taken for another strike. That one was up in the zone. I don't think Monaghan thought that was a strike either. As he stands back in and awaits now a 2-2 pitch. Davis, after starting 2-0, makes it 2-2. The pitch swung on, foul tip off the mask of Eberle. Unable to squeeze it, so we'll do it again. 62 pitches in this relief effort from Ryder Davis, and he's been fantastic. Hasn't given up a run yet. 3 walks and 2 hits. And that one's low for ball 3. Quite the battle here between Monaghan and Davis. Runners on first and second. 2 gone. Monaghan trying to keep the inning alive for the Braves. Payoff pitch with runners going. It's low. Ball 4, and the bases are juiced. Smith over to third. Becker over to second. And Monaghan reaches. Third walk of the game for Davis. I beg your pardon, fourth walk of the game for Davis. He had 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and now 2 in the fifth. That's the 9th walk of the game for Donovan County pitching, as Grable had 5 before he was relieved by Davis after 1 2/3 innings pitched. Mound visit, we'll see what they do here. They're going to keep going with Davis, or they go elsewhere. Again, 64 pitches now for the Donovan County reliever. And he'll face Tyler, or whoever comes out of this will face Tyler Stevens. He is 0 for 2, reached on an error, came around to score his first time up, and flew out to center field his second time up. I think this is just a pep talk here. It would be a huge momentum boost if Donovan County could get out of this inning without giving up any runs. And as for Hiawatha, well, they're just a base hit or two away from blowing this game right back wide open. After leading it 5-0, down to 5-4 is where we're at now, but see what happens after this at bat here from the Hiawatha post 66 Brave second baseman. Stevens stands in. Smith at third, Becker at second, Monaghan at first. Back to the windup Davis goes. Here's the first pitch. Taken for a strike low in the zone. Good placement by Davis. A good start to this at bat. And some chopped up the middle, and it's grounded fielded by the shortstop, and he touches the bag for the force out, and that will get them out of the inning. Three are stranded, and we will go to the bottom of the fifth. Donovan County now still just trailing 5-4, three scoreless innings in a row. You're listening to 103.9 FM, KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Our score, Hiawatha post 66-5, Donovan County post 55-4. And after leaving the bases loaded, Donovan County will now get another opportunity to tie or take the lead. Scoreless last inning after getting 2 in the third and 2 in the second as Ryder Davis comes to the plate. The relief pitcher is 0-for-2, started the game at second base, fly out to left and a fly out to center. First pitch against Xavier Oldham. That one misses for ball one. Oldham pitched last inning, gave up a walk, but a pickoff ended the inning as that one's hit to Becker, the shortstop, throw to first in time for out number one. Job by the Hiawatha shortstop to make that play cleanly. And that will bring up Austin Grable. 0-for-2, a ground out and a pop out. Oldham likes to go from the stretch with nobody on. That one swung on and missed. Or strike one, might have maybe gotten a piece on it. It was on the hands. Nice pitch from the Hiawatha reliever. The 0-1, that one right center field in the air, and that will be caught on the run in is Cade Pyle, his first defensive play of the game, and that is out number two. So Oldham trying to go quick work of Donovan County. But that will bring up the cleanup hitter, Cole Franken, who is 2-for-2 with 2 singles and 2 runs. Left fielder trying to keep it up here. Then this inning, and Logan Levins is on deck, and he has done the exact same thing. 2-for-2, 2 singles, 2 runs. First pitch, that one's going to be in the glove of Monaghan. Long throw, and that is going to be caught and not it. Well, I think he came off the bag, I think is the call. Newman had to stretch to make that play. That was well done by Monaghan. But that'll be an infield hit. Seventh hit of the ball game for Donovan County. And that'll bring up Levins. The 3-for-3, 3 hits for Cole Franken. Now on up and in, ball one, turning away from it before it might have hit him if he stayed in there for Levins. Decent size lead from Franken. That pitch hit in the right field, playable for Pyle, and it will be caught as he overran it a little bit, but he snags it, and that leaves one stranded No runs come across. It's still 5-4 Hiawatha. We go to the sixth. Coming up next, Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Still 5-4, been stuck at that score since the bottom of the third inning, and Hiawatha returns to the plate, and Cooper Wishrup will lead things off. He has yet to have a at-bat. He is 0-for-0 with two walks. Been stranded both times, stranded on third, it's in the second inning, and stranded on second back in the fourth. Jared Sleppy back with you. Been a fun one so far as that one misses up and in. It was 5-0. 3 runs in the first for Hiawatha, and then 2 more in the second. But then 2 runs in the bottom of the second from Donovan County, 2 more in the third. That's where we are at now. The only RBI hit of the game is a 2 RBI triple from Cooper Eberle. That one swung on and missed. And that will even our count up at 1-1. There's been 7 hits for Donovan County, and Hiawatha it posted 4. And that one's outside. Did one count coming up to Wishrup? And that one in there on the outside edge. Good placement there from Ryder Davis. Still in the ball game. Came in with 2 outs. In the top of the second inning, which feels like an eternity ago. He's still going strong. Here's pitch number 71. That one's hit opposite side to the second baseman. Levins charges, throws to first in time for out number one. Good job charging by Levins as that ball dribbled very slowly through the infield grass. That'll bring up the top of the order for the fourth time today. Cade Pyle trying to avoid the golden sombrero. He's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. Going from the windup is Davis. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball up in the zone, ball one. Davis right back to it. Same results. Up in the zone, ball two. For Donovan County, they'll bring up. There's 6, 7, 8 hitters coming up next. In the bottom of the sixth, still trying to make that comeback, back-to-back scoreless innings after scoring in the second and the third innings. That one gets away from Eberle for ball three. So 3-0. Now the count. Davis trying to reel things back in here. It'll take a little bit of extra time in between these two pitches, trying to avoid a 4-pitch walk. And that will be in there, strike one, a little bit up in the zone, but in there. Make it 3-1. One gone here at the top of the sixth. Nobody aboard. 5-4 Hiawatha leading Donovan County. And as a 5-pitch walk, as Pyle will take first base, he'll reach safely for the first time today. That is the 10th walk from Donovan County pitching. 5 from Grable, now 5 from Davis. That's kind of been the Achilles heel that has kept Hiawatha in front, giving them free base runners. As the first pitch to Jacobson misses low for ball one. Jacobson, 1-for-2, single in the first, walk in the second, fly out in the fourth. One of those as that ball gets through the legs of Everly. Lost it, and Pyle is able to take second. And that should go down as a passed ball. Either way, in the second inning, that walk actually was the bases loaded, so he gets an RBI for that. Pitch. Makes it 3-0. Eight pitches this inning. Seven of them have been balls. Pyle over at second. Pretty big lead. Nobody holding him on. Now step off the back of the mound. Davis trying to, again, take some extra time. When he did that the first time with Rio County, threw a strike. He'll try to see if he can do that here, as he's now going to go back to the stretch. He looked like he was going to the windup. That's probably why he stepped off, as that one's in there for a strike. Probably just a little bit of a brain fart, but very fortunate he caught that mistake before he went towards the plate. So it's now 3-1, trying to avoid a five-pitch walk just like the last time. The pitch, that one popped up. Third base side, foul territory. It's going to be caught. Ground number one. As Dustavich makes the play. So that'll bring up Ashton Rocky for the fourth time. He has reached safely twice out of his first three attempts. A single in the first and another RBI walk in the second. As Jacobson and Rocky did that back-to-back in the second inning, that's how they got their two runs in that frame. Still, no RBI hits. That one's hit right back to the mound. Davis gloves it, throws a first on for the final out. One left stranded. And still 5-4, Dunaffa County, another opportunity to tie or take the lead. Coming up next in the bottom of the sixth, here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Another opportunity for Dunaffa County post 55, down by just one run. 5-4 is Hiawatha post 66 Braves. Have a one-run lead. Xavier Oldham back on the rubber for Hiawatha. And he'll take on Cooper Eberle to start off this inning. He has the only RBI hit of the game. He brought home two runs in the bottom of the third on a triple. That was in the left field corner. I thought that was foul, and it ended up just dropping in there. So he is 1-for-2. His other at-bat, he grounded out to third. Oldham, as mentioned, likes to go from the stretch, even with nobody on. First pitch, that's going to hit him. And right away, Dunaffa County is going to have a base runner. As the tying run is aboard. Now bring up Colter Peterson. He got hit by a pitch earlier. That was in the second inning. He also popped out and has a steal. Tempo of this game has picked up quite a bit. A bunch of zeros on the scoreboard now. There hasn't been a run scored since the bottom of the third. Trying to get a bunt down as it's taken for a strike. Low and away in the zone. Fantastic location there by Oldham. Peterson steps back in. There's the pitch. Up in the zone. Evens it up. 1-1. The jerseys for Dunaffa County. You got the light blue, almost the powder blue, contrasting with the red. going to get a bunt down. Misses up and in as he pulls back. His throw to second is not going to be in time. That was very close, and Eberle has a steal. His first of the game. That was a very close bang-bang play at second. Wishrup just missed him. Throw was on target as well. Now the tying run is in scoring position. That ball is hit. Pass Monaghan and in past the glove of the shortstop as well, Becker. And that'll be an error from, I believe, Becker. I don't think Monaghan had a real shot at that. He slid and tried to dive to get it. All of a sudden now the runners are on the corners. And the go-ahead run is now at first. So we have a mound visit here for Hiawatha. I mentioned there hasn't been a run scored since the bottom of the third. Bunch of goose eggs in a row. That is the second error of the game by this Hiawatha defense, as Coach Munninger wants to talk to not just his pitcher here, but his entire infield. So Beckham Griffin will come to the plate. He is 0-for-2. He reached on an error, the only other error that actually brought home a run, the second run of the ball game for Donovan County. And he also grounded out to third. Wearing number 42. Now stands in the batter's box. Again, runners on the corners. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Donovan County has a tying run over at third. The score 5-4. First pitch. In there, strike one. An easy steal as Peterson walks over to second base. And now the go-ahead run is now at second. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Low and away. Evens it up 1-1. If you're Oldham, you need a strikeout here. Ground out, sure you get an out, but that'll bring home the tying run. That's a weak grounder. Past the glove of Monaghan into left field. One run will score. Over to third is Peterson. And we are tied. It's 5-5.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get...
And he will pinch hit for Beckham Griffin here. And... Or, beg your pardon, excuse me, for Jake Clary. Back over to first is not in time. So that's an RBI single for Beckham Griffin is what they ruled it. It was close to being an error, but they're going to call it a single. This one popped up in the infield to Beckham. It'll make the catch. And almost the worst-case scenario there if you're Donovan County, a pop-up in the infield. Can't really do anything with that. But there's only one out. So after the pop-out by Seth Judd, it'll be the top of the order coming through for the fourth time. Dustin Veach, 1-for-2, a single and a walk. Peterson over at third, reached on an error. And Beckham Griffin at first, reaching on the RBI single. First pitch, up in the zone. There goes Griffin to second, easily going to get in there for their third steal this inning. Again, still just one out. And Donovan County could take the lead after trailing 5-0 in the top of the second. That's out of the zone. 4-2 to the left-handed third baseman. Veach has had a couple of base running mistakes today. Trying to make up for it right here. That one misses low and in. 4-3 makes it 3-0. And Oldham is really in a bind right now. The Brave relief pitcher comes set and unloads. That is a 4-pitch walk that loads the bases for Ryder Davis. So it's relief pitcher versus relief pitcher here. Davis has been brilliant on the hill, not quite as much at the plate. He's 0-for-3, hoping to change that right here for Doniphan County, possibly get them the lead. As for Hiawatha, the double play ball is right back there, right back in there, excuse me. Chance to get out of this inning, giving up just one run. First pitch up the middle, past the glove of the shortstop, and he has to eat it as he knocked it down. And that's another RBI single for Ryder Davis, and Doniphan County now has a 6-5 lead. Peterson scores from third. Everybody advances, and they are still loaded. Griffin to third, Veach to second. And that brings up Austin Grable for the fourth time today. He is also 0-for-3. He's starting pitcher. Waits the first pitch, and that ball is hit in the air. Left center field, shallow, racing in, and can't make the catch. It is down for another hit. Trying to get the force out of third, and is not in time. Everybody's safe, and it's now 7-5 Doniphan County. As Beckham Griffin scores, a 3-run bottom of the sixth for post 55. It was a close play at third with Veach reaching third base. It was very close. The throw looked like it might have beaten it, but he applied the tag. He didn't need to. The two umpires are coming together. I think that might change this call. It looked to me like the throw beat him at third. We will see. As of right now, everybody is safe. RBI single from Austin Grable. They're still talking about this one. They're going to call him safe. It was a close play. They are going to call him safe. The bases remain loaded. Veach at third, Davis at second, and Grable at first. RBI hits from Davis, Grable, and Griffin. That's Cole Franken. 3-for-3. Another opportunity to get one, and he does. He's 4-for-4. Now brings home a run. Rounding third and staying there, though, is going to be Davis. And it's 8-5. Doniphan County, a 4-run bottom of the sixth. It was a 5-0 game in favor of Hiawatha after the top of the second. And that'll bring up Logan Blevins. He is 2-for-3. Takes strike one down low in the zone. So that's 4 singles in this inning for Doniphan County. That ball grounded foul. That's 11 hits now for post 55 on the ball game. And Hiawatha only has 4. Oh, 2 pitch in the dirt. It's away from Wishart Whittle. Keep it in front of him. Runners will stay. So all of the runners that are aboard reached on an RBI single. Davis at third, Grable at second, Franken at first. How about Cole Franken? 4-for-4. 1-2 pitch. That one's hit in the air. Shallow center field, and that will be dropped. And trying to get the force out at second, and they can't get it. The ball gets away, and it is a 5-run inning as Davis comes home to score, and it's 9-5. The wheels just falling off for Hiawatha. They're going to say that was an error. E6. And that'll bring up Cooper Everly, who started off this inning getting hit. And did he get hit again? Oh, that was close, but it'll be a ball regardless. Bases are still loaded. In there for a strike. Low and away in the zone. So Doniphan County, after a pretty rough day for this inning in terms of their offense, they batted around with 5 runs in the bottom of the sixth. That one's taken for a low ball as Xavier Oldham the pitcher in for Hiawatha. He looked really good in his first inning in the fifth, or actually the fourth, and his second inning in the fifth. This is his third inning he's pitched in relief, as that one misses in for ball three. Couple walks in the game already for Oldham, trying to avoid that right here, or another one that is, and that one misses, and that walks in a run. Grabel scores. It is a six-run inning for Doniphan County. Franken to third, Blevins to second, Everly score, or excuse me, beg your pardon, Everly on first on the RBI walk. That scores Austin Grabel. And that's going to be it for Xavier Oldham. His day concludes after a rough bottom of the sixth inning, is six runs score. We'll have a new pitcher coming up. It's going to be Becker. We'll talk about it coming up next in 60 seconds on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
New pitcher for Hiawatha is Gannon Becker, as Xavier Oldham's day is done. He went 2 1/3 innings. He gave up 3 walks, 5 hits, and had a strikeout, and he's responsible for all 3 of the base runners that are aboard currently. Franken's at third, Blevins is at second, Everly at first. A 6-run bottom of the sixth for Doniphan County. It is now 10-5 in favor of Post 55. They trailed 5-0 after the top of the second. And all of a sudden, Doniphan County, if they get a few more runs, they can win via run rule. Hard to believe that was in the, I did not think that was going to be in the cards after the top of the second. And I don't think anybody here thought that was going to be the case. That's pulled foul down the line, third base side from Colter Peterson. Peterson is 0-for-2 on the day. Reached on an error earlier in this inning. Popped out to first, and he got hit by a pitch in the second. Also has a steal as well. 2 steals, that is, actually. Swing and a miss. Big cut at that one, as that one makes it 0-2. Wind up and the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. That one's hit to the third baseman. Monaghan will step on the back, trying to get the double play. The throw to first is high. Did Newman get his foot on the bag? He did. A double play. Good job by Monaghan. That ends the threat, but the damage has been done. It's a 5-run lead. We go to the top half of the seventh, and Doniphan County all of a sudden is just 3 outs away from winning this ball game. Step aside for 60 seconds here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Join Union State Bank on Friday, June 23rd, as they say congratulations to Cheryl Lanter and Don Ball for their upcoming retirement at the Union State Bank in Atchison. Let's celebrate all of their accomplishments, their dedication, and their hard work over the many years. It's Friday, June 23rd, a come-and-go event between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. at the Union State Bank Atchison Branch, 701 Kansas Avenue. Come congratulate Cheryl Lanter and Don Ball on their retirements from Union State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
6 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, two errors, two left on base in that inning for Doniphan County. They are now 10-5, and they are three outs away winning this one and stealing one away from Hiawatha at home after they trailed 5-0 after the top half of the second inning. And Ryder Davis is coming to finish it off. He'll be qualified to get the win if he can get these final three outs. For Hiawatha, it'll be the middle of the order with Xavier Oldham leading things off. Caden Smith on deck and Chandler Newman in the hole. And you kind of wondered after those first five runs, with none of those being RBI hits, and throughout this game, the offense from Hiawatha did not progress. They have just four hits. They had two in the first, had one more in the third, and then they did have one in the fifth inning, but that has been it. And as for Doniphan County, they continue to keep up with Hiawatha's hit count, which has reached 11, as that one's behind the head for ball one of Xavier Oldham. So Xavier Oldham's day on the mound finishes with two in the third innings, one strikeout, five hits, three walks, as that one threw for a base hit. But also the earned run total is 5 for Oldham, because he gave up 6 runs total. So it's a base hit for Oldham into center field. Lead things off, and Hiawatha not trying to go away quietly here. Smith is 2-for-3 with 2 singles and an RBI ground out. First pitch ahead of a breaking ball. Swing and a miss, strike one. Beautifully done by Davis. He has fooled Hiawatha quite a bit on that pitch today. Those just joining us, Ryder Davis came in with 2 outs in the second inning. He's been masterful since then. Is that one jammed in? The line shot through over to first, and they can't get the double play. Gets away from Beckham Griffin, the first baseman. And Oldham takes second base. Just barely missed a double play, but instead it's an E5 that allows Oldham to get up to second base. And that will bring up Chandler Newman, so Hiawatha is still alive here. And that will have been a devastating blow to Hiawatha's chances of a comeback. We've gotten that double play there. The lights start to come on here in Messina. First pitch. Inside, ball one. Quarter past the 8 o'clock hour. They still have another game that they're going to play after this one. We're going to go off the airwaves after this one concludes. And that one hit the air, right field. Moving to his right and making the catch will be Clary. And advancing over to third will be Oldham on the sacrifice. Just one out away. And Gannon Becker will come to the plate. Came in for a few pitches there at the end. Got a double play to end the inning for Doniphan County's threat. Not before they scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 6th. First pitch, that's roped down the line, foul. Head of a breaking ball. One thing Davis has done quite a bit is the first pitch breaking balls. Hiawatha has not been able to pick up on that here. And that one's in there for a strike. Makes it 0-2. One strike away. Ending this ball game. Going to leave the runner stranded at third. That's Oldham. And that ball, again, foul, third base side. This one hit a little bit harder and a little bit closer to the foul pole, but still foul regardless. One strike away. Wind up in the 0-2 pitch. In the dirt, nice stop by Eberle. Mentioned his defense was a little bit rough at the beginning of the game, but has progressed throughout the rest of this game, and he hasn't really allowed any mistakes since the second inning. Our correction did have a pass ball last inning, as that ball's hit in the air. Infield, left side of the infield, and that's going to be caught, and that is your ball game. Doniphan County gets 6 runs in the 6th inning to win this contest, as that ball was caught by Veach to end the ballgame. 10-5, your final score. We'll wrap things up here in a couple minutes here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan.
It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
GN Bank would like to wish Tammy Scott a happy retirement. Tammy's retirement reception will be held June 28th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Horton GN Bank location. Whether you're a customer, former coworker, family, or friend, we invite you to come help us celebrate her 26 years with GN Bank. Feel free to stop by, reminisce, and wish her well in her next chapter. Tammy's retirement reception will be held June 28th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Horton GN Bank location.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jared Slovey back with you. Final score 10-5. Donovan County defeats Hiawatha. And what a finish it was. Six runs in the bottom of the sixth gives the victory towards the home team. Let's take a look at your stats from this one. These are all unofficial, of course. Starting off with pitchers for Donovan County. Caden Smith got the start. For Austin Grable got the start. He went 1 2/3. He gave up 5 walks, 2 hits, 4 earned runs, 5 runs total, and 3 strikeouts. And then Ryder Davis, he got the win. He came in 5 1/3 innings of relief, 4 strikeouts, 5 walks, 3 hits, and no runs. And as for Donovan County, Caden Smith got the start, for Hiawatha, goodness. The Braves' starting pitcher was Caden Smith. He went 3 innings, gave up no walks, 6 hits, 3 earned runs with 4 runs total, and no strikeouts. Xavier Oldham gets the loss. He goes 2 1/3 innings, 1 strikeout, 3 walks, 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them were earned. And as for Gannon Becker, he came in 4 2/3, no walks, no strikeouts, no hits, and no runs. As for the hitters for Donovan County, Dustin Veach went 1 for 2 with the run. He had a single in the first, a couple of walks. Ryder Davis was 1 for 4 with an RBI single in the sixth inning. Austin Grable had an RBI single in the sixth inning as well. Same line for him as Davis. Cole Franken, he is your player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's. He goes 4 for 4 with an RBI hit as well in the sixth inning. He has 2 runs. So congratulations to Cole. We'll get him his certificate coming up here in just a little bit. Again, Cole Franken, your player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. Logan Blevins was 2 for 3 with 2 runs, with 2 singles. Cooper Eberle was 1 for 2 with a run and a 2 RBI triple, as well as an RBI walk. Colter Peterson, he was 0 for 3, but he did score a run and have a couple of stolen bases. Beckham Griffin was 1 for 3 with a run and an RBI single. And Jake Clary was 0 for 2. Seth Judd was 0 for 1. So, of course, the key moment of this game was in the bottom of the sixth inning when 6 runs were posted for Donovan County. It was 5-4 for the longest time from the bottom of the third all the way to the bottom of the sixth. No runs were scored, but ultimately it was that huge inning that won it for Post 55. Well, that's going to do it. Big shout-out to Logan for getting us on the air, making us sound good here this afternoon. I'm Jared Sluffy. Once again, your final score is Donovan County 10, Hiawatha 5, here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of American Legion Baseball on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio. The place for everything local, Kansaland Radio.